affirmative action plans for higher education admissions have been in front of the Supreme Court since at least 35 years ago, when the court held in Regents of the University of California versus Bakke that colleges and universities could use minority racial status as a factor in admissions, but could not use a quota system. Exactly how these plans may be constitutionally designed has been litigated ever since, including two Supreme Court decisions a decade ago in Michigan. Following the Michigan cases, voters there passed a referendum banning state universities from giving preferential treatment in admissions based on race, becoming one of seven states with such bans, including California, Washington, and Florida. In these states, flagship state universities have experienced drops in minority admissions following such bans, particularly among African American students. One year after revisiting the issue of preferential admissions policies in Fisher versus the University of Texas, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case this term challenging Michigan's voter referendum, Proposition 2. In April, Justice Kennedy wrote for the six-justice majority in Schutte versus Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action and emphasized that this opinion did not address the constitutionality, advisability, or effectiveness of affirmative action policies, but merely, at the state level, whether the voters may decide whether such policies should be used. In deciding that the Michigan voters could constitutionally ban such policies, the court distinguished older cases in which voters had unconstitutionally attempted to ban anti-discrimination policies in housing and school busing to ameliorate segregation. Justice Breyer concurred in the result, but urged the holding to be limited merely to state university admissions and not to other governmental decisions, such as hiring by state and local governments and awarding public contracts. However, the dissent in Schutte may be remembered more than the majority opinion. Written by Justice Sotomayor and joined by Justice Ginsburg, the dissent recalls in great detail the history of racial discrimination in the United States from Reconstruction to the present, and passionately reminds us that affirmative action has been and still is necessary to remedy this stain. Sotomayor, who has remarked on her own admissions to Princeton University and Yale Law School as being through a special door, repeats the phrase, "race matters," to warn of the impact that the Michigan ban will have on the admission of minority candidates. Affirmative action has been a hotly contested topic in higher education for decades, and the Schutte decision does not end this debate. Supporters believe, like Justice Sotomayor, that preferential policies are necessary to remedy past discrimination, ensure effective public participation, and create diversity at the university level. Opponents argue that preferential policies are themselves discriminatory against non-minorities and ironically harmful to minorities who may be unfairly branded as tokens or be admitted into programs in which they struggle academically. Commentators on both sides bring ideological biases to the conversation, sometimes preventing productive dialogue. Apart from the affirmative action debate, however, one city in Michigan is trying to create college graduates out of all its children in a different way. The Kalamazoo Promise guarantees that children who attend Kalamazoo public schools from kindergarten to high school graduation can attend any Michigan college or university for free. Students attending less than 13 years of public school receive between 65% and 95% of their tuition paid. Studies show that between 82% and 85% of eligible graduates take advantage of these scholarships, and that 90% of graduates from Kalamazoo Public High School enroll in a college or university. This is Christine Hurt.